Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're my 2 a.m. wild child, shred the couch on a whim. My little fluffy crazy cat who don't play nice with the kids. You're my danger floof. But I'll keep it safe for you, boo. You're an unnatural beast with natural litter under your feet, yeah. At least in your box it's safe. No more dust all over the place. Everybody without clay, say meow.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Movies, gone. Drive-in, gone. Dollar movie,
yep, it will go
gone.
To dollar, yep.
Then video.
Yes.
Now it'd be like, as soon as you can leave the theater, by the way, as
a
soon as you
month
get home.
Later, just 6 weeks later.
Man.
If it don't make money, it's even quicker than that.
Oh, absolutely.
Although it ain't making no money, put it on streaming.
It's immediately. And it don't be doing nothing there either.
Man.
What up, y'all? Ball Brothers Podcast, Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Today we're talking about Sinners. Me and Tony didn't actually get to talk about this. We are going to get into vampire movies. But first, we're just going to talk about how amazing Sinners was as a movie.
Oh.
Which my first question to you is, why you don't go back to the reviews with the spoilers, man? Just put spoiler in there, because I want to know what you think in the movie, man. I don't
people
need
been wanting me to do spoilers.
I be wanting it.
And the numbers be better when I do the spoiler review.
I want
review.
To know your opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I know not to watch it until I see it.
Right.
Just put spoilers.
Yeah.
Because you already seen it. I want to know what you thought. The nigga ain't no newspaper.
So I should put the spoiler
in
every
review. Go back to the
review.
Spoiler, because you be having good insight. I want to know why you got 3.5 saxophones out of 5.
Right.
I want to know the plot, the story. Give me the insight, man.
Yeah.
Because your Sinners one did crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it might be my most watched review.
Because I was looking up everything.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I finish a movie, I'll be like, fire it up. Cast.
Research, yeah.
Where
for
they
sure.
film it at.
For
Rider.
Sure.
All that. But anyway, Sinners, man. Thoughts.
Oh, man, I loved it. I loved it even more on the second view when I saw it twice in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to see it a third time, but I just never got around to
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My original review of 4.5 went up to 5.
There we go,
yeah, man.
I was championing the 5
yeah,
saxophones
out of
5.
Yeah, that's a 5 sax movie.
Okay, what took it up? I remember what was it that pushed it to 5 on the
just
rewind?
Noticing, like, because anytime you watch something again, you notice stuff that you missed the first time.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
It was like little pockets and things said that I noticed the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, oh yeah. And then this feels like, oh, I ain't even noticed that the first time.
Yeah.
Because when I go in and watch a movie for the first time, I feel like it's almost impossible to pick up everything on one viewing.
I couldn't agree more. Sometimes you just grab popcorn.
Yeah, it's a lot
because I missed
on.
That the baby they Annie and Smoke had a baby.
Yeah,
because I missed the grave shot.
Right,
because I was I was
digging. I was getting
raisinettes.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, they was on the side.
You love a raisinette.
So I knew
he
somebody
touching the little yeah, garage.
Exactly, because he had just talked about his dad dying.
Yeah,
so I thought and then I feel like they showed the grave before he saw.
Annie, yeah, he went to the grave first.
Yeah.
Then
so I didn't.
Out.
So when I saw, I was like, oh, they was together, but I had missed that shot.
Yeah.
I felt like they had a connection,
mm-hmm.
Because they was doing all the stuff, but I missed it.
Yeah.
But then people was talking about it. I was like, oh, because I didn't see the bottles. I was, you know what I'm saying? I had to get the candy.
Did it fall down? Why was you looking?
It was just, it had tucked in on the side
okay,
of the,
gotcha.
The chair.
Yeah.
So I was,
so you was,
I was just and
wrestling.
When I went to get it, it pushed further down.
Oh, my God.
You know the reclinable chairs,
you would have missed the whole movie if you never caught it. You'd be like, God damn, it's in it deep. Hold on a second. You would have missed the whole conversation. You would have missed them smashing the little chairs. Like, the
raising
nets is here somewhere.
Ha. I did it. I took about 40 seconds.
You would have missed the whole
yeah.
back and forth with them.
I missed a good 37 seconds, and I just missed that.
They smashed right there in the store.
Liked it.
He hiked that dress up and was like, man, let's go to town.
Won me. She was looking right.
That's how you do it, y'all.
Yo, man.
You know what I'm saying? You get around each other again. You get around each other again. I miss you too. Y'all rubbing each other.
Your body miss.
Just do it, man.
Thrust. Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward pumps.
Thrust.
Right there in her place of business. The little kids in the community could have came in there, man.
I don't. That's the danger of it.
She didn't even hit the we're closed.
Nothing.
Side. She was just like, man,
no
hike my dress up.
On. Thrust.
Right in. On a hot summer's day
hot
in the
Mississippi
South.
Mississippi thrust.
Southern pumps. I feel like Coochie probably better in the Southern South.
Man.
It's probably just a crock pot.
Preacher, man, Sammy.
He didn't even care.
Post walk.
She was like, I walked here. I don't care.
He was lying.
Let me taste you.
He was lying. That don't make me no never mind. He said, I want to taste. I said,
I walk for miles. That's crazy.
Lemon. I love lemon pepper seasoning. Because that got that little.
He didn't even miss a beat. She was like, hold on, let me wash up or something.
Wash up, man. Let me wash up. Licks.
It was a different time.
Licks. Ain't no anybody got time. You might miss your opportunity. You go home and wash up. You got the husband back home.
See?
Also, her husband was, she had a night.
Yo, she was trash.
she had a hit single, got her coochie ate, then died by vampire.
Imagine being the husband.
He's at home.
He never seen her again. I'm like, where my wife at?
Well, little do you know, man.
Little do you know, your wife got her coochie ate. She turned into a vampire. She dead. Imagine somebody coming in there with the scoop. Daniel, I know you've been looking for your wife. Here's what happened. She went to that little juke joint. They had a one night only.
You know, the twins were back in town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Smoking Stack. Yeah. Twins, they got a little cousin. You know, he's a singer.
Oh, okay.
And your wife knew him.
Oh, she knew the singer.
She met him out in front of the thing when they was promoting the juke
joint.
Oh,
cool, so, cool,
yeah,
cool. She loves music. You know she has her own song herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, they were singing and they was out there juking and, you know, one thing led to another and then, you know, she let the cousin, you know, eat her coochie.
Wait, but she walked there.
She did walk there. Miles. I don't know what she was doing while she was walking miles, but she walked up there. She really wanted to see
Well, I had an early morning, so I was like, I don't really got no time for juke joint. I got to be up at sunrise.
She had the time. And, he ate a coochie, and he's still alive, by the way. Ate a coochie.
He's still alive?
He's still alive, if you want to square it up with him. And so, ate her coochie. Then, there's some vampires out there. I don't know if you heard of vampires, but they showed up.
What is a vampire?
So, they be sucking blood, and then if they bite you, you become one of them.
Hold on. And this is separate from the guy that ate her coochie?
Yes.
So, the guy ate her coochie wasn't a vampire?
It's a white man. He came up there.
White man ate her coochie?
No, the white man was the vampire.
You know oh,
so he was outside trying to get in the juke joint while your wife was getting a coochie ate by the musician.
Man, this is a lot.
I don't know if you be eating your wife's coochie like that,
you know,
but apparently she wanted it.
Ain't my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, well she enjoyed it even though it was musty.
I knew I should have done it, man. I should never listen to DJ Khaled.
He's still with up in there, so
he
getting too picky. That's the problem.
I know, man. I just feel like as a man in Mississippi, man, I can't really be. You know what I'm saying? As a man, I like to go thrust. I don't really like to.
I respect the thrust.
You know,
work hard. You eat down there at the mill.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I work at the, yeah, and they pumps, man.
It feels more manual labor like.
It feels more manual labor like. I feel like a little feminine.
You got to treat the coochie like a good pot of greens and neck bones.
Oh, neck bones. Okay, so that's how you do it.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know how you get the meat out of the neck bones?
Yeah.
That's how you got to work the coochie. Got to
suck and lick.
And if it's musty or not, you got to go up in there.
You
got
to go up in there,
crock pot or not. So anyway, so vampires get up in there, man. All hell breaks loose. Your girl was fighting. She was fighting. She was fighting the vampires.
Yeah.
She got bit.
God.
She got licked.
Then later
and
on
bit.
Got bit.
She got licked and bit.
In the same night. All the time in the same night.
She had the time of her life, but also, you know what I'm saying? She died. She dead, man. She big dead.
So she's not coming back.
She's not coming
so
back.
So she cheated on me.
She cheated on you.
Turned into a vampire.
Couldn't even stay in the vampire lane for long. Died.
As a vampire.
Yeah.
How she die as a vampire?
The sun came up on her ass.
So wait, the sun got to do with this?
Well, the sun, you know, the vampires burn in the sun.
Oh, my God.
She burned to a crisp. She died horribly, actually. She died. She had a horrible death. But she cheated on you.
Maybe she deserves it.
It was karma.
Yeah, that's instant karma.
She got a
you cheat on me, you turn into a vampire.
And she was mad concerned over the cuz. She was like, where is he at? Mm-hmm. She was concerned, but she
that's
cared.
That's why she burned to death.
She cared about this boy.
Oh, now she cares.
Yeah.
And that's why she burned.
She was all concerned.
You know she don't like garlic.
And she ate some garlic.
Oh, she's just a new person.
She
ate some garlic.
She didn't want to do it now. She protested.
This ain't the Pearline, I know.
And then the cousin got hit in the mouth by his other cousin, Smoke, because he was just trying to, hey, man, stall around. He was trying to defend her, and then Smoke was like, shut the fuck up and hit him in the mouth with the gun.
Was this post-coochie to eat or before?
This was after the coochie was ate.
Oh, so that's why he was protected.
Yeah, yeah. He was called up in the rapture. He didn't give a damn about you.
No, I didn't come up at all, apparently. She ain't never thought to come check on me. I ain't got no cornbread. I ain't got no biscuits. I ain't got no...
And your wife was fine, man.
Everybody
knows Pearline.
Oh, yeah. She can sing, too.
She was fine as hell. So I get it, man. You were slacking. You should have been at the juke joint that night as well.
I knew I should.
Where you was at?
I had work in the morning, man.
Watch out, man.
The meal ain't going to meal itself.
But you would have died, though, if you would have went. So I guess that's the silver line.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You would have died with your infidelity-laced wife.
Nah, that's...
Because even if you went to the juke joint, she still been looking at the cousin.
She had to have eyes for him already.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why she
went to the juke. That's why she walked miles. In them little civil rights heels. She walked over
she
to that juke
those
joint.
She loved those heels. I know.
Wanting to get the coochie ate.
Through the dirt and fields.
Filth. She probably would have let him smash all the way. I don't know.
Nah, the fact that he had the coochie first is he better man than me.
He wanted to really.
Nah, he alive with the whole vampire thing. How come he ain't dead? He ain't turned on vampire?
Nah, he's still out here, man. Go holler at him. Go holler at him. He out here playing his music with his little preacher daddy, man.
If he survived that, I don't know if I want to really rock with him.
He's been through a lot, man. He might hit you with that guitar.
Let me tell you what I liked about Sinners. It's been a minute since the vampire inviting thing.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Uh-huh. That's a big part of True Blood. It's the last vampire thing I watched.
Yeah.
Tremendously. And I didn't remember that from the old movies. Uh-huh. Like Lost Boys and stuff. I don't remember that.
It was in there.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute since I watched. So I love the fact that they didn't know what vampires were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're like, we know as the rules.
Oh, yeah.
The boys haven't seen no vampire movies.
Oh, okay. So they come
so
in
they
fresh.
Like, oh, what if they can't go in? Like, gotcha. You got to invite a vampire in.
Mm.
But the thing was, I love how the vampires were smart. They ain't doing it like, let me come in so I can kill you.
Right.
You know, I think it was Remick.
Remick, yeah.
Remick did it for the white people. They was on the racism, like, oh, yeah. Perfect. You know, they let him in. What was the white girl's name?
Annie? Not Annie.
Mary Steinfeld. Mary.
Mary, yeah.
So they let her in, but you don't know.
Yeah, she was already in. So
it's to us, it's like, wait, why is she even asking that?
Right.
They ain't tripping. But Cornbread, when he came in, they were like, wait. Because Annie was already on to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, the funny, and this is not a comedy at all, but that scene was so funny to me.
Oh, man, I love that scene.
You know, we supposed to be, you know, being kind to one another.
Once he said that.
It was like.
I'd have slammed it. If I said, we supposed to be kind to one another.
Kind.
I'd have slammed Delroy the Linda shit was out like, of that door.
You know, we ain't supposed to be doing what we doing. Delroy was like, and what is it we supposed to be doing? That nigga came back with.
Being kind to one another. Mac. That nigga's tripping.
It sounded so odd.
Oh, man. That was a dead giveaway.
It was a dead giveaway, dog. Man. What the hell are you talking about?
Why can't you just come in yourself? You've been coming in and out of here all night. Just walk right in. Ooh, I had to go to the bathroom because you using that old grease. I ain't never used no old grease, and you know it.
It reminded me of Black Dynamite.
That was so funny.
You fired, man. I knew that was you. I didn't have to look.
I ain't never used no old grease on my catfish. Don't even try.
They forgot all about the vampires and everything.
100%.
You know I ain't never used
no old ass grease.
You lying, Cornbread.
I don't care what's going on. I don't care that our lives are at risk. But one thing you ain't going to do is try to say I'm a bullshit cook.
Not no frying fish.
Hell no.
Not in the girl.
I'm not having that.
Nah, we could die. Nah, hold up. Shut up, Remy. Hold up.
I don't give a damn.
You know I don't use no old grease. I ain't going to have that.
How long that's been sitting in your spirit? Matter of fact, come in here so I can tell you how I really feel. He come in on that.
He was like, well, pay me my money.
Yep.
And that man, when he grabbed that arm, dog, it was great.
He was quick on that shot.
They was outside dancing.
Oh yeah,
the Irish was going off on the music.
They was jamming, dog.
Jamming.
That little slow song they were singing, I liked.
I downloaded this soundtrack.
Oh yeah, I was all in on that soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
That's what I'm saying. So the movie had the great music.
Great music.
Great characters.
Yeah.
Great character development within a short window of time.
And also enough mystery.
Yeah.
They didn't explain everything they did in Chicago. Right. Man, we was out there.
We get it. We know.
Stuff.
They was working with the Italians. They was working with the Irish.
You stole this?
You stole this shit.
Okay.
Boom.
But when, we don't got to go into it.
Yeah. Y'all was in the military.
We back now.
That's all we need. We didn't need all the, so I ain't seen you since you went off to the military and then you joined that special unit to where, you know, y'all was in assassins for hire and then you took your brother with you just so you can keep an eye on him. And then y'all had all those battles up in France and Germany. And now you're back here. Like, man.
We get it.
We can fill it in, man.
We don't got time for the whole backstory. The twins are on their back. They did some shady stuff.
Right.
They got enough money, but not plenty.
It's good to see y'all back from Chicago. I heard you was up there working with Al Capone. You was also working with these other cats, too, as well. And then I heard you almost lost your life down there at that juke joint. Then they almost killed you, and they found out you was still in the wine. I ain't seen you since then.
And then that character just leaves.
Man,
I see you and Mary talking again because you know what I'm saying? Mary's mom had raised y'all since y'all was kids. And I was like, man, a white woman raising the kids. And then I heard y'all had something going on. You know, I knew something was going on. She's been passing.
Yeah. On the 1A.
That's crazy.
Quadroon. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Mary's a quadroon, but she was raised with the black.
And I know it's been tough on, you know, your brother Smoke because, you know, they lost that baby down there, you know, her and him and Annie, man. I know they lost the baby, man. The baby was just a baby when they lost. It's good that y'all hanging in there. You keeping your head. And he left. You know, it's been weird since they both lost the baby. They just didn't know how to cope. So he left and then he came back. That's crazy.
Anyway, I'm going to get up on out of here. But before I go, man, tell me more about why you don't want to take Plantation Nichols, man. Because, you know, that's part of the fabric of the community, man. The thing about Plantation Nichols is you had your own money system within the slave thing. Everybody have access to U.S. government dollars, man. They have their own system. So tell me how you expect to make that when you got to buy the wine and the U.S. dollars.
You know, I was confused on that as well. But until I had the conversation with the Asian folks that was here, you know, the Chinese Americans, they was here, you know what I'm saying, setting up shop. Because, you know, the white folks don't want to sell to us, but they came here and they had a white store and then a regular store across the street.
And they settled down, and they, you know, the Asian community and the black community kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
And we're going to showcase that in the film that you're watching. They just break the fourth wall. And the thing about the Asian community is that you got to understand, they settled in the Mississippi Delta in 1846. And now, today, still, they have a Mississippi accent. You can't even tell.
You none of
wise. The thing about that is this also happens in San Francisco later on in America. The same thing with the anti-immigrant policy affected the Chinese Americans.
Yeah.
And that's in a whole movie called The one action with the Chinese dude, you know, the Asian population also built the railroad tracks in America. Because the thing was, they were skilled laborers, but they were willing to work for less than the white man.
Yeah.
So it caused a lot of anti-immigration policies. Mm-hmm. They're mad at the Chinese, but the Chinese took less. They didn't say much. They hired white men. White men, they don't work as hard,
right,
and they expect more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that's happening today. You blame the immigrant. At the end of the day, the white laborer doesn't want to work as hard as the immigrant.
They don't want to work as hard, man. So the
movie's 8 hours now, and I'm also in school.
They gave us...
Hey peeps, sorry to interrupt the flow, but you know, I'm vegetarian, mostly vegan. Everybody's always asking me, how you getting your protein? How you getting your protein? How you getting your protein? Protein is very important. It's vital to us for many reasons, but people always want to focus on that when you tell them, you don't eat meat. Like, that's your only source of protein, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know me. I'm a cereal guy. So that's why Magic Spoon is dope. Magic Spoon makes high protein, zero sugar cereal and treats reinvented from your childhood. All right? That's reinvented. Because when I grew up, man, cereal was life. I was a two bowler. I came up on Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying? Captain Crunch. I like Crispix. Life. Chex, the Rice Chex. Oh, Rice Chex was just... And the Crispix, man. Because the Crispix, you had the corn and the rice on either side. You could flip them. Man, y'all don't know nothing about cereal. Y'all don't know nothing about cereal. But now you do, man. Magic Spoon, man. Every serving of Magic Spoon high-protein cereal has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They come in nostalgic flavors like fruity, cocoa, frosted. Magic Spoon's high-protein treats are crispy, crunchy, airy, and an easy way to get 12 grams of protein on the go. And they come in mouth-watering flavors like marshmallow, chocolate peanut butter. Chocolate and peanut butter, just... That's a duo made in heaven right there. And dark chocolate. Both are great on the go, pre- or post-workout, or... as a midnight snack. You know, some people call me a midnight snack. So get $5 off of your next order at magicspoon.com/bald. That's magicspoon.com/bald. Or look for Magic Spoon on Amazon or in your nearest grocery store. That's magicspoon.com/bald for $5 off. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Mad exposition, we like.
Kill somebody, man.
Come on, man.
And the other thing I like about Sinners that I haven't seen in a while, Ryan Coogler, the music scene, tearing the veil.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I almost cried.
Oh, did he get you like that? I
was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, I be on Twitter a lot. You don't be on Twitter.
Mm.
There's always the diaspora wars. And black people always get, you don't know your country, you don't know your background, you don't know your history, you don't know your tribe, you don't know nothing about yourself. Man, ain't nothing but Americans, man. You can't trace your genealogy back. So the fact that scene showed that, you know, the culture is within us.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
And the connection from, you know, our ancestors, you know, on the continent of Africa, all the way to the future of hip hop.
Right.
And even other cultures, all the dancing, you can see shouting music, the way black people shout in church is similar to tribe, how tribes dance, twerking, everything we do, you can trace it back to Africa or early America. So, like, the culture and history is there.
Right.
And then just the way the music, and then the Miles Catton is singing like he's 58 years old.
Right.
He was like 19.
He's mad young.
He literally was the perfect casting for like what that character represented. I'm like, that nigga's voice don't go. Like, the way Michael B. Jordan, I think he was
looking at him.
He said,
When he was
driving,
sag, he was like,
it was so, in that scene, it was like the first time, I remember when, the first time I saw Spike Lee's double dolly shot.
Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, that's, I ain't seen nothing like that before. Right. Maybe it's been done before. I don't remember seeing it until Spike did it. But Ryan, and I've seen Ryan's movies before. He's also 5 for 5 in my book.
He's undefeated.
5 for 5. I mean,
on the director.
I want to do some research on, like, has anybody had a better 5 film debut directing wise than Ryan Coogler? Because from Fruitvale to Creed, Black Panther 1 and 2 to Sinners.
Yeah.
That's in a row.
5 and 0.
You got to be scared to make your 6th thing. Because, nigga. Like, and on the Black Panther, I give him double because the lead actor passed away.
Yeah.
So now you got to rewrite with the grief.
Yes.
And Chadwick was a private person. So the movie ends up being a public funeral.
Yes.
And a movie.
Yeah.
Dog. And you pulled that off and then hit us with Sinners after that?
Yeah.
After that scene? Nigga, this nigga's the cheat. He is like, he's cracking in to the top directors to me.
For sure.
He's cracking in.
He undefeated.
And he doing all that with the Bay Area accent.
Yep.
With the full IMAX explanation. That nigga probably sold more IMAX tickets than anybody else off of one video.
For sure.
I said, nigga, I've seen IMAX movies. I only see them because it's a good time.
Yeah.
Like, time frame.
I just want the good sound and the biggest screen. He broke it all the way down in layman's
terms.
Never
knew it was an aspect ratio.
We was just like, oh, that's what's going on?
I said, man, I was tucked in. I
right.
Said, so.
Even when Oppenheimer came out, I was just like, I just want to see it.
I just know Christopher Nolan likes big stuff.
Right, but man.
I don't know what I'm looking
at. Ryan Coogler was like, nah, let me touch the people.
With the full accent. Reach.
With the full accent. You know, the accent going
accent.
The
accent full there. It's very black, but he's also technically skilled. Mm-hmm. He's actually the reason I feel like I can't direct, because I've been watching his videos. His attention to detail, I'd be like, I just don't care about.
Oh, gotcha.
I was watching his Black Panther video, And he talked about the Dora Milaje's first fight sequence in the thing. He was like in her costume. She had the little red. We had to pay a little homage to Nigeria, and the green, or maybe the green was Nigeria, and the red was for the blood that they spilled. And the Dora Milaje, and I was just like,
the best directors are very meticulous.
1,000%.
They don't just come in there and just be like, all right, we're gonna do this scene. The star directors. I'm talking about the star directors.
The ones that can sell the movie because they're
are very meticulous.
Yes, yes.
Where every visual that you see is there for a reason. Yeah. Or if they're not even visually meticulous, they're meticulous about, if they're a writer director like a Quentin.
Yep.
They're very meticulous about the dialogue. Wes Anderson is like the visual.
Yes.
Everything you see in the Wes Anderson movie.
He is an auteur.
Yeah, it's like.
That is a Wes Anderson movie.
Yes.
You can see, you can almost tell a Wes Anderson movie from the poster.
That's the all I need to see is one still. And I'm like, that's Wes Anderson.
Easy.
He's probably the only director like that.
Yeah, you can tell visually, easily. Yeah. I can tell Tarantino from the dialogue.
Right.
That speed and nigga. He's yeah. I didn't even know he was writing those movies.
Yeah.
He wrote, well, that he's, the nigga is up and through that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up and through.
Mm-hmm.
But Spike Lee, you can tell from the shot.
Yeah.
But Wes Anderson, you can tell from the color composition.
All I need to
and how the characters move.
Yeah.
Like, remember, he had a whole trend on TikTok where people were doing like Wes Anderson things. Like, that's a crazy, he don't have no blacks in that movie like that. Which is fine, Wes. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. I ain't even tripping.
Mentho was a, he'll be throwing one or two. One or two. Every now and then. Danny Glover was in Royal Tenenbaums, and then
Jeffrey Wright
was in something.
Yeah,
I forget. What, but yeah, we.
Let me ask you this. This is a big debate that I've been asking everybody. Grace. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not gonna give you my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Do you think she is? She made her choice to invite the vampires in because she was anti-black.
No.
Okay, what do you think?
I think it was purely for selfish reasons in terms of her family. I think it was that.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving away my position.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the fact that Remick's threat, they haven't, nothing about the movie showed that they would go in find her daughter. So she should have known that he was bluffing.
No, how's she gonna know?
That's why you my nigga, Tony.
How the hell is she gonna know that?
Put her there, partner.
Her husband is gone.
That's what I said,
and
man.
The husband knows exactly where they live. With her not even knowing about the hive mind, she knows her husband could just go and turn the daughter. You can't have that.
Is speaking Mandarin and talking about how there's a lot of coochie licking in this movie also. I just realized he brought it up as well.
Yeah.
I know how she likes to be licked. Yeah. Them niggas was eating that coochie back in the day. Coochie eating is fun. I like it. But I said, dog, I think you reading, and also Ryan Coogler agreed with this later on. I said, if you are a parent, right? That kid was 10, 12.
Yes.
Max. Home alone.
Home alone.
Okay. That man's like, if you don't do this, we gonna kill your baby.
Yeah.
Everything else is out.
Everything else is out.
And she had, I don't agree with what she did, but I don't need to agree with the character. The character's decision needs to make sense.
Right. Her decision makes 100%.
She was like,
what
are we gonna do in here?
Yeah.
She don't know about the son. Like, we watching the vampire movie with our full knowledge of vampires. They have never heard of, the only person who even had an idea was Annie.
Nobody even mentioned daylight is gonna kill him.
Nobody knew.
All
they
we gotta
know
do
that.
Is wait it out. Nobody said
they
that.
They could be standing out here forever.
All Grace knows is my husband is gone. He knows exactly where we live. I can't lose my daughter also.
And he has the car.
And he got the whip. They can just get down there.
There's no, if that's me, and he's like, I'm going to kill Zay Zay. I'll be like, not my Zay Zay. Right? And there's like, what was it, like 10 or 12 of them in the juke joint at that point?
Yeah.
You don't even know how many people are out there. Mm-hmm. You just seen some crazy, and y'all are not dying. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
But y'all are not dying.
Yeah.
Y'all coming back to life.
Uh-huh.
I disagree with why she did it, but she, you ain't got to be anti-black. You just got to be
that anti-black is a stretch.
And Ryan Coogler was like, no.
No.
They are in community together, but she's a parent in that moment.
She was just like, just my
selfish.
Family.
People my family. Are, and the thing is, people are selfish.
Like, yes.
Especially in the dire circumstances.
Y'all think I'm going to just sit in the room and be like, yep, they got my daughter, but we sticking together. I'm sticking with y'all. I know y'all a little bit, but loyalty. I don't even know him. I don't know who that is, but loyalty, right?
Dog.
Nah, man. Here's what I might do knowing me.
Okay, Big Tone, what you doing?
I might try to scramble. I can't even go get the car keys because the husband had the car keys.
She's out of options. She has, and I feel like the movie did a good job of that.
She has no options. I can't just sit and let my daughter perish. I know I can't do that.
I can't just sit tight. I'm dead. Like, I can die.
I don't want to go out there and commit suicide. My main objective would be, how can I save my daughter?
Yes.
So I'm going to just be sitting there cooking up ways to be like, how am I going to get my daughter? I'm going to be zoned out.
Yes. And she's a mother. I think it was so smart to make it the mother.
Yes.
Versus the father, because they have the, like, I literally carried you.
Yeah.
That's my, like, mothers protect even more than fathers.
Right.
In nature and often in life.
Yeah.
You know, they got that bond. Like, right. That mother's love, bro. I don't care. Mama cub, I'm killing you. Yes. Every time they say the animals, if it's the mother, you take the cub, I'm going
to
kill you.
If it comes to my children, you people in this room are expendable to me.
Everybody sorry. Die. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
also,
y'all.
Also, I'm not sorry.
If it's my daughter or y'all, y'all want to do it individually or as a group? If we do this or that, my daughter wins every time.
Every time.
Y'all, you know.
We read too much into it. Hold on real quick.
Yeah. It's as simple as that,
simple
man.
As that. Keep it going,
you know what I'm saying? This or that. Yeah, your daughter or, you know what I'm saying, Silky Slim, my daughter. Your daughter or Smoke, my daughter. Your daughter or Annie, my daughter. So, yeah, that anti-black thing, I'm not buying it. Purely a selfish reaction to what was going on. That's my take on it. And it sucks, but a lot of y'all would probably do the same. You're going to be a team player? Oh, I was a team player, so my daughter is a vampire now. I had to stay with the group. Nah, man, fuck that. That ain't enough for me. I'm going to try to figure out a way I can get my daughter. And then people was like, well, she should have just sacrificed her own life. And then what? Your daughter's still done. Your goal is to be like, how can I figure out a way to get my daughter out of this predicament? What she did do, she ended up killing her husband and herself. And in her mind, okay, I killed my husband. Now they don't know where we live. So in her mind, she actually did the best that she could. And it was a good move if you didn't know that they had a hive mind, which she didn't know. So in my eyes, in my opinion, she did the right move. She was just like, all right, man, I'm going to kill the husband. I hate to do it, but he's already gone. I'm going to sacrifice my life for my child. And then boom. And that's what she did. So I'm not that mad at her, man. Have some grace for grace, okay? Give grace some grace. And that's why her name is Grace. Give grace some grace, y'all. She just wanted to protect her child. That's it. That's that. So, yeah. Did you think about that, Kev?
What's that?
She killed her husband.
Grace?
Yeah. She staked him through the heart, and they burned together. So, in her mind, she was like, if I take the husband out, they won't know where we live. So she did the right thing. She didn't know about the hive mind.
Put that together at all.
Yeah. So it's like,
she still
sacrificed us for our daughter, which is what most parents would do anyway.
My daughter is still on
my daughter. Yeah.
Leah was in the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. Like, and listen, movies are open to your own interpretation.
Right.
That was just the wrong interpretation. Yeah. We was putting all this stuff on there. And I think people forget. In a good movie, the character only knows what the character knows.
Right.
Not what the audience knows. The audience knows everything that's happening in the movie.
Right.
The character only knows what the character knows.
Mm-hmm.
And they was fine about all that stuff in real time. I think Annie thought it was something else for a while. She was like, I don't think, it wasn't a vampire at first. She was like, I can't remember the name, but she was like, it's something else. It was like an undead. She was using another term.
Wait, they're saying she knew.
Yeah, because there was the hive mind, right? Like, yes. Remnick was the one who was was your daughter.
A haint, thank you. Yes, because he spoke the Mandarin, yes, or I don't know if it was Mandarin or Chinese.
They all, like...
So she knew.
Yeah.
Mm.
She knew what, though? She knew about the hive mind? Or she knew...
He knew. Remick knew. About, like,
but, well, of course, Remick knew. I know Remick knew, but did she know that whatever the husband knows,
she thought it probably died with him.
I think she knew that. Yeah. Because she tells them, like, he knows Bo's memories.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't Remick say that, though? I thought he... When he was explaining it, it's kind of fuzzy now. No, when he explained, like, oh, yeah, once I know all this stuff about you, everything your husband knows, I know. So that's where they knew, like, oh, snap.
Oh.
Whoever he turned.
So then the move was pointless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Her reasoning was dumb. But her reason was smart.
Yeah.
Like, she's back against the wall. I got to save my baby.
Right.
But, like, nigga, that you run out there then.
But for what, though?
Try to juke you.
If you run out there solo, you just gonna
you big and bad. You want to save
but
your
it's
daughter?
It's not about being big or bad. It's being desperate to save your daughter.
So what does she think? The invitation. What she? We just gonna fight y'all?
Yeah. It's like, all right. The best we can do is take them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sitting here,
we dead there.
It's not going.
That's what I agree with.
Yeah, it's like.
But they also in a impossible situation.
Yeah.
They it's Anakin. I have the high ground. Like you're done.
But you got smoke, man.
Nah, but smoke couldn't do it when
smoke
it,
big and bad.
Yeah, and also
we got a shot.
That brother part at the end, I was just like, all right, y'all doing the brother stuff a little thick now.
Wait, what part?
When Smoke and Stack was brothers, and he was trying to, he thought he might have to kill him. He's like, you my brother. I was just like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need y'all to move off this point. I'm a little sensitive to this. Yeah. Also,
yeah.
Let me go back. I meant to say this at the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
Michael B. Jordan took a leap.
Oh, yeah.
As an actor,
mm-hmm.
I mean quickly.
This is what I'm telling y'all, man. In this podcast, I'll be like Michael B.
Jordan, man.
Now y'all see it now.
Now y'all see it.
Y'all was clowning me before.
Man.
But now.
Tone, I'm talking about.
Listen, y'all, life doesn't happen bi-weekly, man. Sometimes you wish it did, but it doesn't. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. Life happens second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, okay? So watch your payday, all right? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $150 per day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the EarnIn app, verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This would have been vital to me when I was working at Dairy Queen or in Merch or at the Activity Center or at Best Buy or at Hastings, you know what I'm saying? Or at McDonald's, you know? This would have been vital then because, you know, I needed that money. I needed, pay me every day. Pay me daily. Let me get that daily money up off you, man. So make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 4 million customers who say things like, listen here, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download EarnIn today, spell EARNIN in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Ball Brothers under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Ball Brothers under podcast, okay? EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Services not available in all states. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Maybe the first scene. Smoke and Stack were.
Yeah.
First of all, when they cross frame, I said, hold on. Y'all, I ain't never seen the two people playing one person go around.
Right.
They did the dap up with the snake. And I'm like, oh, hey, you need to be When they did it on TGI Fridays,
yeah,
the person stayed on this side.
It was clear.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Hey, you, well, I'm not here.
They be in the car and there's a clear separation in the car. I remember Back to the Future did that with Biff.
We ain't seen no crossing the frame.
Yeah.
And they had different mannerisms.
Yeah.
Different character motives.
Uh-huh.
Like Stack, his name is Stack. He's trying to stack money.
Yep.
He's the one that's pure money. Smoke, he smokes. You know what I'm saying? He's little, he got the even the news bill cap versus the like Italian mob cap.
Right.
Like one of them looked like Chicago mob.
Yeah.
One of them looked like the
Irish and the
Irish mob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you could see, maybe y'all was working for different mobs in Chicago.
Right.
But as an actor, he he did it. He
and it was subtle. It was subtle differences.
Yes.
Like you can tell them apart, but it wasn't like, because sometimes when you play two characters, you feel like one has to be drastically different than the other. Like when you think of Tom Hardy in that movie, where he played the twins.
The Irish twins.
Yeah.
Oh God.
They were London or whatever. Legend.
Legend.
One was absolutely crazy, and the other dude was like chill.
Yeah, Ronnie and something.
So they were jarringly different. Or even Mark Ruffalo.
He would not get an Oscar nom.
Huh?
That's nothing to do. Somebody said, well, you get an Oscar nom. The
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No. They don't do them for horror movies. They just be like.
I think he might get one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think Sinners might be able to. What?
This is not saying he's not worthy.
Here's what makes me lose confidence.
Unless y'all go tweet this. I just they be doing comic book movies and horror movies. They pretend they don't exist when it comes to Oscar noms.
But they've been throwing comic book movies in there now. Because Black Panther was nominated for Angela, Best Picture.
Didn't Lupita get nominated for Them or Us?
No.
She didn't?
Uh-uh.
I thought she should. And that's the other thing.
Oh,
she
what's her name should have too? Toni Collette. She should have got nominated for Hereditary. But they was just like, nah, man, watch out. She was, oh God. The only thing that messes it up is that it came out too early in the year. They tend to focus on movies.
Oh, it's cold outside. It's wet.
Yeah.
The movie's blue.
But this movie made such a tidal wave of just like critical acclaim, box office, that they can't ignore it.
I agree.
So, because Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture. It came out in February.
Yep.
And this is the same type of situation here. It came out April.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to get.
Was it April? Late April.
Early April, I think. Mid-April.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it was around mid-April. It was around WrestleMania time.
I think it's going to get nominated for Best Picture. I think Michael B. Jordan might get an Oscar nomination.
For supporting or lead?
Lead.
Lead. I mean, maybe lead and supporting.
Well, they're not going to nominate both.
Come on, man. Give one some smoke and one for Stack.
They're not going to do all that. I think Ryan Coogler might get a nomination for Best Director.
He better for that scene alone. If the movie was just that scene, that was as good as Viola Davis' scene in Doubt, where she got nominated for that one scene
she did.
With her and Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
When I was watching that movie, I was like, I'm sorry. What is she? No, she can't be saying. Oh, she is saying that.
Yeah.
I said, and Meryl Streep was like,
That scene was so tough, man.
Cause mother's love,
man.
He screwed either way.
Yeah,
but the daddy gonna beat him, maybe kill him.
Yeah.
So let that man touch him.
If
he can go away to that school, and I know it's wrong. I know you ain't got to make this choice, Meryl. You ain't got to deal with this. This is what I got to deal with. This baby is gay in a time when you can't be gay, and he's gay and black, and his daddy's homophobic. Ain't no Pride Month. He can't go down to the Gap and get a rainbow shirt. They're gonna be dead. So if the man got to touch him, man got to touch him. And I don't like it. I'm not saying I like it.
Man.
And I said, dang, Viola, but I feel you again. Whew. I don't agree with the character, but she, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? And I'm a woman. I can't work. I can't leave.
Right. And I'm black.
So I'm worse off than him. At least he's a man. I'm stuck. Oscar nom for that scene. Ryan Coogler, that scene, I mean, it was the theme of the movie.
Yeah.
It was the moment. It was the music. He better get it.
Yeah.
I want Michael B. Jordan to do it. I just don't think they don't do horror.
They be bullshitting, but I feel like now you can't deny it.
No, he
I don't
want to
hear no horse shit, man.
A leap. And listen, I love Michael B. Jordan. He only loses me a little bit every movie.
Mm-hmm.
When he do something, I can't believe him. He scream, and I be like, nah, I'm out. Black Panther, is this your king?
That's a classic line. Is this your king?
I didn't buy it all the way.
Is this your king?
And the museum? I bought it.
So it was something you didn't buy me in the Sinners?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Sinners,
gotcha.
He leveled up.
Yeah.
He has gotten better as an actor. And I loved him as in The Wire as Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, just the perfect example of, like, he's not really a street kid.
Yeah.
But he's in a world where you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even straddle. You can't be scared. You can't make a mistake.
Right.
You are in the street by the street decides you street person based on where you're born.
Yeah.
And it caught him up. Uh-huh. And then the young kids got to do it, like, perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's not a bad actor. I love him. But Sinners, I was like, yo.
I'm telling y'all, Michael B.
Jordan. I've been telling y'all this
episode after episode.
Where's Wallace String? Where's Wallace String? Nah, man, where's
that actor at, man?
I don't know.
He was good in The Wire.
He was good. I love that about The Wire. We should talk about that one day. The theme of The Wire is set up in the pilot, but we didn't know. I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo is teaching him through chess.
Yeah.
And he's talking about pawns, kings, and queens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're all just pieces on a chessboard.
Uh-huh.
And by the end of the movie, I mean, end of the series,
yeah,
everybody's been replaced. There's a new pawn. There's a new king. There's a new bishop. Mike becomes Omar.
Yep.
Dookie becomes Bubbles.
Yep.
Naaman's the only one that gets out.
Naaman gets out. What's his name? We don't know what he gonna... Randy
becomes he becomes another street person.
He might be a prop Joe or something.
Carver becomes McNulty.
Yep.
Like, I'm gonna playing by the rules doesn't work.
Right.
So I gotta go not play by the rules.
Yep.
And the Greek, there's always the Greek. A connect. There's a prop Joe died. Marlo got the connect. He died. Yep. This person got the
What's
connect.
What's his name gonna be the next monster? The one that killed Omar.
Yes.
Kennard. Yep.
I thought he was going to be the next Omar, but he's the next.
He's the next monster. Yeah.
Like Marlo level.
Yeah. He could be the next Marlo.
Yes. Because he cold, heartless. Yep. Mike was smart, calculating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He had to hide his family the same way Omar did.
Yep.
All pieces on a chessboard.
Man.
Even the media, from the police to the politicians to the drugs. I was just like, dang.
Yep.
That's why it ranks so highly. For me,
it's the best.
It's the best, man.
It's the best TV Sopranos drama of all time.
Breaking Bad. My problem is it's how you break it up.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad is the greatest single character arc in TV history,
for sure.
From a chemistry teacher,
yeah,
to a cold-blooded billion-dollar
yeah.
villain.
Yep.
And if you go from episode one to the last episode, you're like, "Ain't no way.
Ain't no way. It's the same guy.
There's no way."
And that was his intent the whole time. The creator of the show, he was like, "I'm gonna make him
decision by decision." Yep. You remember how scared he was in the pilot? He was in his drawers.
Yeah.
And then the first person he killed is a mistake.
Yep.
And then he didn't really kill Jesse's girlfriend. He just let her die.
Yep.
And then he killed. And then along the way, the money don't even matter. But now pride.
Now it's all pride.
And now your pride, because you already. The thing I love about Breaking Bad the most is he actually got away.
Yeah,
he got the cabin. He got the money. He has all the stuff.
He was like, nah.
And the pride. Now his pride and ego is, nah, man.
Nah.
He's heat. He's Robert De Niro. He can't let Wayne Girl go. Bro, you're there.
Nah.
You are at the airport.
Nah.
And he's like,
I can't let him live.
That's,
man,
Tony Baker. I'll be sending that when he don't let them go. I just send him a picture of Wayne Girl.
I can't let
he
him.
Was like, man.
I can't
Walt
let him.
Had the cabin.
Girl in the passenger seat.
Dog.
Nah. Nah.
Nah, man. Nah. I can't let it go. He's a Taurus, probably. Robert De Niro.
Watch out,
and Heisenberg. Your Taurus rising and Cancer
you
lowering.
You be letting stuff go?
No.
Well, yeah, man.
I let some stuff go. Well, that hold grudges. I'm a master.
You be holding. See? You Robert De Niro as well. Quit putting them on
tuck
me.
I tuck my grudges in at night. I say goodnight to each of my grudges. Good night.
Yeah.
I held Awesomeness TV grudge for 7 years.
Yeah, man.
They let the boys go. I checked their views. I was like, they're going down.
Join me in this.
Kiss Awesomeness TV goodnight, you losers. Y'all ever don't hire my kids again, I'll show you Awesomeness TV. But yeah, we was going to talk about more vampire movies, but...
We ran out of time. It was all
we be chopping it up episode. In here. I'm not even eating. You know, I got my protein shakes.
You ain't even eating. That's crazy.
Got my rice cakes. Got my yogurt.
You chose
got my tears.
The most boring stuff.
Nah, man, because that's the key to me. Boring. At least with boring, I found I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
I just run out of yogurt, cry, go to Instacart, Ralph's. Four cans of protein yogurt, granola.
So you don't even like this stuff. It's all business.
I saw a video of Roman Reigns. He was eating, he had a little Tupperware. It's like half grilled chicken and half broccoli. Mm. They're like, man, what's the secret, man? How do you eat this and stuff? He said, man, I hate it. I just eat it. I don't like it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just know I have to eat it. Mm. So I eat it. This is my job. And he was so dead behind the eyes.
Dang, man.
He's just like chicken and broccoli. I ain't had a candy in years. And I'm just like, bruh. I be talking to Alyssa. She's like, I couldn't believe this. She's like, she never thinks about food.
I need that.
And I'm like,
I
listen,
constantly
I'm
think
always
about food.
Thinking about. I'm like, man, I might go to Jersey Mike's. Nah, Kev, you've been doing good. It's like that Green Goblin mask.
Yeah,
he's talking.
Oh,
to me like,
for sure. You know how many conversations I had with peanut butter like that. That peanut butter be sitting there on the counter and be like, Tony, you're looking good, brother. Like, man, oh, what are you doing here? I just came by to say hello. It's me, Crunchy, with a hint of honey. Remember that tone? I'm like, come on, man. You know, I'm just trying to. You're trying to what?
Leave me alone.
You're trying to what, Tone? I'll be like, man, come on, man. Peanut butter, man.
Tony said he had gained 6 pounds. It was mostly peanut butter. I was like, man, how much peanut butter are you eating? He was like, okay.
I was going in, man.
It was peanut butter balls. See, that peanut butter balls for the smoothie place.
I had the peanut butter balls, and then I would have the peanut butter, and I'd get a spoonful.
Just eat peanut butter raw naked.
Man. And it was show, man. It was show.
You gained 6 pounds. Whoa, 6 pounds.
It was 6 pounds of fat.
6 pounds of pure peanut butter.
Man. I had to get it together, man.
Good, though.
Oh, my God.
It's a sneaky calorie. It's good on the protein, but the amount.
Is 170 bowl, a serving.
170,
it's two tablespoons of peanut butter. You're looking at 170. And then the fat is like between 13 and 16 grams of fat. And you got 2.3, 2.5 saturated. Man. I know the stats.
You sound like an NFL draft scout.
Yeah, man.
You was giving out the combine numbers.
I know the stats.
You knew you was down to the saturated. Mm. And also, guys, fun fact, peanut butter is not made with peanuts and butter. The thing about it is peanut butters are naturally oily. So really all you got to do is you put the peanuts in and you mix it and it will become. The reason it's called butter, honestly, a lot of people get mistaken. It's called butter because of how it spreads. People get mistaken and think, oh, they mix butter with the peanuts. No, not so fast, my friend. Not true. It's because of the spread aspect of it. So, yeah, you can go down to Costco and just get raw peanuts, take it home, and you shake it up fast enough, it'll become peanut butter. You don't have to add anything. It's
for
crazy.
Those that don't know what's going on, man, Cam swore me down, you made peanut butter with butter. Actual butter.
Like...
He couldn't grasp. Like, so when you put the butter in? No, there's no butter. It's just... So... Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me there's no butter in peanut butter? No, it's just the peanuts and the oil sometimes. But, and then the butter. Like, nah, man.
In my mind, you at least had to just cut off a little square.
Man.
You get it in the mix just to get it going.
Nah.
I was like, you mean to tell me
he could
dry peanuts them. And you mix, it'll become oily. They was like, yes. So the butter just in the name. Tony was like, the butter's how it spread. No, I get all that.
I get that.
But I feel like it tastes buttery also as well. No, I can't. That's just the salt. Peanut's naturally oily and salty. So you mean to tell me almonds? If you did almonds the same way, you make almond butter. Well, yes.
And then I sent you the picture of the grind machine where it's coming out. He was like,
Cashews.
Where's the butter? Oh, that was funny.
All right, man, we done with this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.